Okay.
But yeah, no, it just what you got me thinking about though is all of the high tech aspects that are going into this now. And I don't know if I'm jumping out of your range, but we definitely know that CERN has said that they are opening portals to the other side. Their corporate logo is 666 with a hyperdimensional portal. They launched a alpha magnetic spectrometer up onto the International Space Station, which actually can see the anti-universe. And the corporate logo on this device on the space station is a reptilian claw. So now I'm watching as the blue brain the Blue Brain Project is bringing open the mind transfer technologies. We have a telepresence robot on the International Space Station capable of reading or receiving mind transfers. We have a robotic space plane orbiting the planet for the last 600 days. We have this device to see the anti-universe. Then we have a device, which is CERN, capable of punching a hole into the other universe. Do you have any thoughts on this high-tech wizardry that is looking like it's trying to open the abyss?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely what they're trying to do. And that this is, again, this is some stuff that that I wrote about in the book. A lot of the last chapter actually is about this idea of smashing the pillars that, you know, metaphorically or otherwise supposedly hold up the universe, you know, the archetype of the world mountain or the pole, where you have the heaven at the top, earth in the middle, and then down below you've got the underworld and this pole somehow connecting all of them. And the idea that keeps recurring in mythologies throughout the world is that either naturally, according to different cycles, or deliberately and artificially by the actions of man or even by gods, you can somehow have these the pillars get damaged or broken, and then what ends up happening as a result of that is these worlds end up merging. And what it seems to me is that basically is the end of what the end of the world is really going to look like if it were to actually happen. I don't know if it's really going to happen, but it's it's sort of this archetype that you can find in the mythologies, and definitely Cain and Baphomet wanted to talk about it. The idea, basically, I think, is that yeah, as their own portal is opening and allowing them to be released, it's really part of this larger process where all of these realms of the universe are being merged, and quite all of a sudden too. So it's this event that's kind of the end of time, you know, and this is actually something that I sort of channeled when I was writing that stuff about. Remember, I told you I had the automatic writing session, and I wrote this manual for the second degree members of the Ordo Lapsus at Exilis all in one night. Part of that stuff was all about this idea of, and I channeled this. Okay, the idea was that we would do this ritual and crown Nicholas Devere as the king, as the Grail King, you know, basically the Lord of the Earth, the King of the World, and the King of Drakenberg specifically. Drakenberg was what he said was his kingdom, that he it was the kingdom of the dragons, and it had always existed. And he even said that somehow the United Nations and the British Crown recognized the existence of Drakenberg, and that if you actually physically created it somehow, they would give it formal recognition. So this was a goal of his, was to actually create Drakenberg as a real state somehow on planet Earth. And I guess part of the plan was, well, you know, if you get some members of the Dragon Court who, you know, have enough money that they can pool together, maybe they can buy a private island or something and then do this there. But it was, so we didn't know if we were going to get a private island ever or not. But I wrote this ritual in the manual that I wrote through automatic writing, and the ritual is basically crowning Nicholas Devere the king of the Grail, the Grail Kingdom, and then by doing that, no, part of the ritual is that you have to sacrifice him. Okay. So he dies. And as he's dying, immediately after being crowned king, as he's dying, the spirit of Baphomet becomes released from his prison in the underworld and possesses the body of Nicholas de Vere. And he becomes, you know, this transcendental, semi-divine being. So when he's ruling as the Grail King, then he's not just Nick. He's you know, something else. So, and then I just got chills again as I was reading this stuff, rereading it, editing it to put it in Clock Shavings. I had written that once this happened, we couldn't be sure if time itself was going to exist the way it normally does or the way it does now. As if, you know, the moment you do this, it's somehow going to create this merger of the worlds and this end time moment that I'm talking about. Now, I didn't know very much about those ideas back then, not nearly as much as I do now. So now that I'm looking back on the messages that we were given on the Ouija board pertaining to that, and then also what I wrote in that automatic writing session, it seems like this was really what it was all leading to, or this is what they wanted to push me into, was becoming involved in this whole process, trying to do some kind of ritual to open the portal and smash the worlds together, basically. And by doing that, you would end time. Now, when I think about that now, it doesn't sound like anything I would want to do. But at the time, I was, again, just writing through inspiration, and it seemed so fascinating to me. I almost was willing to do it just to see if it would work. So when I was writing then Clock Shavings and exploring these ideas more deeply, I came across more information about CERN, and that definitely seems like what they're trying to do, smash the portal smash the pillar and open up the portal and smash the worlds together. And, you know, when you look at some of the images that they bring up in their own logos and what they choose to title their projects,
Atlas and Alice, like, right?
Yes. Oh, the Alice one is so weird. Yeah, she's like staring into a portal. And they say, yeah, basically it's a project to, you know, open up a very tiny gateway in between the worlds. And they say it's going to be so small, you know, just almost immeasurably small gateway. So it's nothing to worry about. And it's also just going to be a very tiny amount of time that it's going to be open. So don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen. But I figure anything could happen, really. I mean, if you're opening up a portal, no matter what size it is, you know, potentially.
Size doesn't matter in an anti-universe, right?
How big is a demon?
Exactly.
What size portal does it need, and how much time does it need to get through?
There is actually another one in America known as the Relativistic Heavy Ionic Collider, or RIC, and they have colliders known as Phoenix and Star. And they actually collided gold particles together to actually manipulate space-time. They can't even understand what they did, as you know. Many times that this type of thing goes on, they collided gold particles, and this flipped space-time on its head, according to their data. This makes me think back to the NASA days, to the ideas of wow, I'm just going to lose his name right in the middle of the of Jack Parsons, who is, you know, channeling these probably same entities, and then building NASA, building the space program, and if you believe Kathy O'Brien, also a whole mind control program dealing with the demonics of space. So I don't disbelieve what you're telling me, because there's so much evidence to the cult nature of the height of civilization and of science.
You know, and I always thought, you know, it was specifically just that they will, you know, evil people want more power over other people. So they go to the devil to try to get that power, and he's working with them because he wants power on Earth. But I never really thought it all the way through the way I have more recently about, what does the devil really want, and what do the people really want? You know, well, the devil and the demons, they went out of hell. The people, yeah, they want money and power, but they've got quite a lot of that already, at least the ones at the top. And what they really want is immortality. And so the demons are telling them they're going to get immortality. What they're really, they are in a way, they're going to get timelessness. I mean, but it's going to be almost infinite death, basically, is the idea. I mean, a lot of the last chapter of Clock Shavings is about this, really exploring these ideas of what would the end times be like, especially, you know, according to what the demons have said to me, and then what do we find in the Book of Revelation and other connected texts. And that's where I get into this stuff about the cubic city of Jerusalem coming down. What Cain has told us is the cubic city of Jerusalem kind of matches up with his own. There's like an infernal cubic city also, that in the Bible it says Cain, after he was kicked out of Eden, he was exiled to Nod, and one of the first things he did was build cities there. And one in particular, the first one, he named after his son. Well, Cain tells us that actually it was the other way around. His son Enoch actually was named after the city. What was I saying? Oh, we were talking about, you know, end of the world type stuff.
Yeah.
And so the different cubic cities, I thought this was a really interesting thing, that basically Cain is saying he has a cubic city down in the underworld. And that, you know, of course, the Bible says there's going to be this cubic city that's going to come down from heaven. And basically all of the good people are going to enter this cube, and then it will be locked, and all the bad people are going to be trapped in the abyss on the outside. And it's going to be sort of a new creation and a new Eden on the inside. And then everything on the outside basically gets dissolved into nothingness. But it's also kind of, is not like a peaceful death either, because I think this is the most interesting thing, really. The nature of the abyss is still kind of